What it was is essentially an effort to overturn our democracy, dressed up in shabby legal clothing. So I don't think the Supreme Court had to work very hard to reach the conclusion it did. What I find, frankly, so astonishing is that the lawsuit was filed to begin with, and that so many of my colleagues in the GOP, including Kevin McCarthy, would lend their names to this effort to overturn our presidential election. And it makes you wonder, what do these people stand for? I mean, all of the things they profess to believe in, all of the constitutional oaths they took, apparently are just meaningless to them. The only thing that apparently matters is perpetuation of their power. And that is just such a danger to the country.
I don't know how you... I guess we're all just going to pretend this didn't happen. Like, they tried to overturn an American election. They tried to install someone who lost into power. They conspired, essentially, to overturn the rightfully democratically elected government of the United States. I'm not sure how you come back from that and, like, have a conversation tomorrow about the Defense Authorization Act.
Well, I think you're right. Look, it's like they're stabbing the body politic but saying we're not aiming for vital organs. They're doing injury to the country as it is. Right now, they are creating a permanent set of aggrieved Americans who feel their election was stolen from them. That is lasting damage, whether they win or lose this lawsuit, whether they expected to lose it or not. These continuing false claims about the election, this continuing fallacy that somehow millions voted improperly, this nonsense.
They're really showing themselves to do really well. Come on, man.